Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Veterans Day is coming up, and this is a very important Veterans Day because it will have been 100 years since the signing of the armistice ending World War I.
Actually, it was a very complex and complicated issue. Germany really needed a break in the war. They needed to recoup. They needed to rest their soldiers. And so they offered this armistice, which meant a ceasefire. But you could go back. And so it became very, very touchy and...
Well, some people consider World War II a continuation of World War I.
Definitely. I'm one of those.
Mm-hmm.
World War I was not completed correctly, if you can call it that.
Decisively.
No, they did. Least. The Allies never crossed the Rhine.
No.
They never got to Berlin. And what they did say was, yes, we have an armistice, but don't come back fighting again, which was kind of iffy.
Yeah.
There was still war going on in Russia and,
And with the Germans also, the Germans resented some aspects of that treaty, which is what brought about the rise of Hitler and so on. Yeah.
Right.
So we have an event then on, now, first of all, there's a Veterans Day parade, I believe, on November 3rd.
Right.
But then on November 10th, there is an event at the Hunt County Courthouse that is in honor of the Hunt County men. I don't suppose there were any women who died during World War I.
Yes. The actual 100, the century ago thing, will be on Sunday, November the 11th, at 11 a.m. And the Germans wanted it signed at 11 on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. But we couldn't see ourselves asking churches to release their members, and so we decided to move it back to Saturday. But it will be at 11 o'clock that morning on the steps on the north side of the square.
24 hours then before the actual 100th anniversary to the minute. You wrote a blog about this in your, or you wrote an article in your blog recently, and this is close to you because you were close to your grandfather, and your grandfather served in World War
I. And my grandfather told me that. He was an engineer.
Yeah.
And they weren't finding, they weren't with the big cannons and all this, but they had to, they were in the area.
Sure.
And the thing he always told was that they knew that the war would be over at 11 o'clock in the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they could hear birds.
What a story. That's a great story.
It is. It is.
That kind of goes along with the story about the Christmas peace where the two sides played soccer together for a day. Wow. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. We're visiting with Carol about a Veterans Day event coming up Saturday, November 10th, in honor of the 100th anniversary of the armistice. So the birds were singing within just a few hours. That's wonderful.
And I would like to invite anyone who would like to come. If you have an ancestor and you would like to, remember them there, it's going to be very short, but there is a list of, I believe, 51 names. Who either died of pneumonia or during the battle. And some of them died. Reverend Ridley, who was down in Campbell, his brother died just a few days before. American troops were only there from about October 1917 till... the end of the war.
Just about a year, which accounts for the fact that relatively few men from Hunt County died in that war.
Right.
Now, their names are all in the Hunt County Courthouse, isn't that right?
They're in the courthouse, and there is, on the north side of the square, there is this monument, and it's kind of like a fountain, and there's names on both sides of it. And that's what the names we're using.
Mm-hmm. And then the Hunt County man, and perhaps, I don't know, there may have been a woman or more than one, who died in World War II, are honored inside the courthouse.
Yes, on the second floor. And there's also names for Korea, Vietnam, the Desert Storm, mm-hmm. and other, I think some from Afghanistan. The reason World War I wasn't included, because World War I was already over with when the courthouse was built.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had that monument out on the grounds.
So at any rate, this event that is taking place on Saturday, November 10th, 11 a.m., and I'm glad to be participating
yes.
in that. You've asked me to do that, and I'm honored, and I will be there. And everyone is invited to
Everyone's,
that event.
There's no charge. Just come and...
it's a great way to observe that 100th anniversary,
yes,
though.
Yes,
and that's a
yes.
major, major moment.
And
in
that was
history.
A major part of our history.
Sure. All right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.